Duke Energy has proposed moving millions of tons of coal ash from where it's stored in waste ponds and using it to fill in old mines. So far, the plan has drawn support from frequent adversaries of the utility. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Duke Energy says it has the perfect place to put about 3 million tons of coal ash into old clay mines in Moncur and Sanford, a few dozen miles southwest of Raleigh. Right now, they're just open pits, says Duke Energy spokeswoman Jennifer Jabone.
Coal ash basically would be used to fill in that hole, and then soil would be added and additional vegetation, and so then that land can eventually be reused, whereas otherwise that land was unusable.
The ash will be wrapped in synthetic liners to prevent the toxic metals in it from leaking into groundwater. Duke says it will also send some to a landfill in Virginia, and it will continue to supply the Asheville Airport, which has been using coal ash as fill for years. Environmental groups have criticized and even sued Duke for its handling of coal ash over the past few years. This time, they had something unusual for the company. Praise.
This is a good first step.
Frank Holloman is a senior attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center.
All these sites are going to be lined. That's perhaps as important as anything. The ash will be stored dry, not in a wet lagoon. That's important. And the third important thing is it'll be away from the very banks of these major rivers.
If enacted, the plan would clean up about a third of the coal ash from Duke's Dan River, Asheville, Sutton, and Riverbend coal plants. A state law passed in July requires removal of all ash from those sites within 5 years. The company described this plan as a way to get a head start while it figures out how to clean up the rest. A spokesman for the state environmental agency says regulators are reviewing the plan, but it seems to be well thought out. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.